This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
That was fun. Having a guy back in, Pete coming in here being the first one back in, was a great mix. I got an email from listener Jose, and Jose Misa says, so refreshing to hear a comedian in the studio again. I remembered it. It changes the feel for the whole day and the whole week. Never felt so effing good, because people want normal back, man. They want it back. Here's something you can think about. You want to get your mind off COVID? Brett, you haven't been here for this, but no. For years, my biggest fear is that sudden infant death syndrome would find a way to get to adults.
Okay.
This was like a 20-year-old joke I used to tell all the time. I'd be like, we're sad. Sudden infant death syndrome's never been cured. It's never even been looked at. No one can figure it out. How come it doesn't affect us? We can't figure out why we grow out of it. Well, friends, we don't anymore. Doctors have either gotten so lazy or tired from COVID that they're not looking into deaths anymore, and they've just assigned my joke name of SADS to this thing. It's real now. It's sudden adult death syndrome, where you just die. And the doctor's like, I don't know.
Do we have to go through these tests?
Yeah, doctor, he's passed away. I don't have time for this. Just sudden adult death syndrome. How fast was it? It was pretty quick. He was alive yesterday. Yeah, he's done. Sudden adult. That can't be a thing. I'm not scared of COVID at all. Sudden adult death syndrome got me. The whole point of it is, it says, otherwise healthy people pass away suddenly. Likely condition is a heart thing, but doctors can never find anything wrong with the heart. No definite cause found. It's affecting people now quite a bit in Europe.
But he has no head, it says.
That's pretty sudden adult death syndrome, I think. He passed away the other day, and it's the sudden adult death. So we used to joke about it, like it's just nobody ever. We always look into the adult thing. Babies can just die for no reason. That's horrifying. So SADS is now a thing. So congratulations to everybody out there. You got that to worry about. You feel okay today? That doesn't matter anymore. Symptoms are you were alive a second ago. That's it. That's horrifying.
I wonder if it goes into the big spectrum of what would be classified as SADS. Like,
that's what the doctors are like. We don't know. We don't know. We're not looking at it.
Jumped off the building. Yep, that was sudden death, adult death syndrome.
Yeah, but I think there is definitely a link to that one.
Yeah, where's the line?
I don't think you need to be a doctor to figure that
suddenly.
Out. I don't have to go to 7 years of school to figure out the dude that jumped off the building died of that.
SADS.
He had a heart condition. Well, yeah, because the ground went through him. rare diseases like long QT syndrome, which is, I guess, when you stay at the QT too long. Sodium channel disease, never heard of that. It increases your risk of SADS. I don't know what either of those are, but don't go to the QT anymore, I think. Many people with these conditions had no symptoms. Will never be diagnosed. If a family loses a relative to SADS, genetic testing can be carried out to determine if they're at risk. Well, I want that test. I'd stand in line at the stadium for that test.
My mom... side of the family, dad's side of the family, all SADS.
Dad said.
What about spontaneously combusting? Is that, would that be in that?
No. So you're just very confused that every death is SADS to you. I don't think you're following.
I think they're getting lazy.
This is like a mock death now. I think you're really, I don't think you're following. I think spontaneous combustion, no, any doctor in his, it's I think it's sudden adult death syndrome. No, I think the fire did it. He burst into flames. Yeah, but we can't explain why, and now he's dead. And a few minutes ago, he wasn't on fire, and he was alive. That's definitely sudden adult death syndrome. And then we got this going on, too. Betting odds of a human making alien contact are down 20-1 now that the Pentagon has acknowledged that UFOs are real. I didn't know you could bet on this. You can throw money on that?
Yeah, who's taking that?
Who's taking the odds? And what is it? There's the ticket you hold on to for your whole life?
Yeah.
It is?
Can you pass it? Can I pass it down to Alex just in case it happens?
Because I know in Vegas you get the, if you cash out of a slot machine and it gives you you've got money on it, you got a year before that becomes just a piece of paper.
Makes sense.
So is it the same for this? The bet
is the same with
forever?
Sports books up there too?
I don't know. I don't think you can find a ticket 8 years old. Maybe. Lottery tickets you can. No, you can't.
No,
you have a year to claim
one.
It, right?
You got 6 months in a lottery.
You would know.
I know.
Tickets hanging out of your briefcase. He carries
$3 I need it, John.
But yeah, the odds to contact dropped from 200-1 before the Pentagon said that there's UFOs. And the odds of contact this month dropped from 500-1 to 50-1. We're getting set up. They're coming. They're on the way.
Good.
You want the aliens?
Yeah, at this point, the hell with it.
That was done.
Done. Done with this crap.
The only thing missing was a corncob pipe and a rocker on the porch. Yes. Good, done. Let them come kill us. I don't care anymore. Yeah, I'm into that. I think they're already here, but I just think they're low-key in it until the leaders show up.
They're messing up hotel rooms.
Yeah, they're the ghosts. I find it odd that Pete was here. And if you want to go see Pete Corielli, it's a great show, and you can go to cblive.com. He's awesome. So head on to cblive.com. You got shows tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I find it odd, Brady, and you're the religious, and Brett has some religion in him too, that you don't believe in ghosts, but you believe in heaven. Like you believe that that's a thing.
No, I believe there's a spiritual world. So I guess I don't know about an actual, you know, entity that you can see.
But you don't believe in Zach Bagans running around
right.
with
yeah,
him.
So. You believe you can catch him? Or do you believe like they're hanging around you and stuff?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I'm in between on that as far as, but I it doesn't scare me to go into a haunted place.
Because it's not haunted.
Yeah.
It's usually the haunted place.
I don't know about that.
They charge you to get in, so you know immediately it's just a show or a joke. But I always think that's
and
weird.
And there's been some weird things that, you know, like I said, most of the time, like, I'm not believing in the blatant, this hotel, this one room's haunted or whatever. That's definitely taking advantage of the and cashing in on
it. It's just something you can't explain, so you assign ghost to it, which makes you a crazy person. But the, I always think that's weird because I think if you had access to the entire universe, which you would, I would assume, right? You're not locked in your, why do you haunt your old house? Why do you go back to the prison you died
in? Yeah, why are you locked there?
But I think that's kind of what Brady said. If that's where you died, I think that's just where your spirit is.
Forever?
I think. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm assuming.
Yeah, and I
haven't watched enough Zach Bagans.
Well, how disappointing would that be? You die and you just go home.
Yeah, what if you die in the can or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is, like in limbo.
Yeah, what, is Elvis still floating around Graceland's can?
Could be, man.
That was a bad one. Stuck in here forever, man.
He's on the racquetball court.
I was trying to take it. Now I'm stuck in this forever. It smells in here, man. Priscilla does weird stuff with her boils in her armpits. Quit switching deodorant.
2 a.m., you just start hearing farts. Graceland.
Sorry. Oh, the ghost of Elvis farts in there every once in a while. I'm completely unafraid of the idea of ghosts. They've never, again, I go back to my argument to the, you'd wreck the hotel room, nobody would believe you. If a police chief couldn't solve a murder and went to the press and said, we're out of ideas, we're pretty sure a ghost did this, he'd lose his job the next day because nobody actually believes ghosts do anything.
I do like your, when you always tell about going to the room.
Oh,
trash the room, and the room got trashed.
We don't know what happened. You told me ghosts are in here, and you were right. They did not like me being in there. The whole room's garbage. I want another room. The guy that sold the whole thing to you would be like, you're paying for this. I'm like, I didn't do it. You told me ghosts were in there, and they hated me.
Well, it went nuts.
Well, today's the day, jackass. You've been playing with fire for 100 years up here. And you didn't ever try to extract it. And now look, and you'd have to like scratch your face or something to prove that like it wasn't just you wrecking the stuff. There's not a soul on the planet. I don't know how much you believe in ghosts that would buy into that. If their loved one was murdered or kidnapped, you'd be like, I think a ghost did this. I know how much you believe in it. I'm pretty sure ghosts took her away. They'd be like, shut up. Just kick the high grass
just
and look for my
kid. Just
go
down to the front desk with green ooze. You get slime or something. Like, what happened in my room?
I kicked its ass, but you guys have a big problem up there. Anyway, it's just strange. I just find ghosts so odd. Anyway, what are you going to do? Well, finding contact with Brett is now rooting for that. But you wouldn't get on the spaceship.
Oh, hell no. It's anal probing. I'm out.
We got to get over this fear of homosexuality for a free ride in space.
No,
I just
no, it's ass play. I'm out.
Most likely, you're the only one that knows it's ass play.
I don't necessarily.
That's what they always say. So I'm just sticking with it.
They do always say ass play. That is.
Well, how do you know it's not true? You've never been on a UFO.
I would do it. I don't care.
What, ass play?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I'd get gangbanged by all the aliens to get a free ride through space. We've been over this. I don't know why you guys are so afraid.
Hey, John, we're the aliens.
There's stuff. Again, you have a price tag.
What?
If I laid out a price and said, let me have that ass, there would be a price.
Oh,
there
no.
would be a there, $10 million. No, no, no. $10 million. Well. Yeah, you're going to take it now.
You're thinking about it.
How much do you think?
No.
I didn't say yes, though.
It just took $10 million.
You didn't say no.
Yeah, I know, because $10 million is way high. But how much do you think a ride through all the universe would cost? More than $10 million.
Nah, I'm out on that, though. I want cash.
Come back right
there. Cash!
Okay.
Cash from the aliens?
If the aliens came down with a money press and printed out $8 million and said, let us have at that thing, you'd let them hog you all day long. And then you'd say, all they want is a hog.
All they want is a hogging.
That's all they're into. They're just extravagant homosexuals. They're just...
$8 million. Here you go.
We understand you have a price.
Just spending that ass.
Hogging.
And Brett's just like, oh.
It was easy.
Open your mouth. It's mama's gravy.
They're magic, too. Yeah, I don't. I hate that argument. Because I know if you have a price, why not? I'd take a ride through space. That's a stupid thing to say no to. Sorry. We got off on all the tangents. We got an entertainment drill coming up in just a little bit. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.
Yeah, we were talking about setups earlier. We brought up Brady's T-Rex arm girl. I you know, the morning, because if you didn't listen earlier, I have hit the age now where I met a friend of mine's new wife. And she took a liking to me and said, that's very nice. And then my friend later said, hey, my wife asked if you were married, and I told her you were. And I said, well, why? She goes, well, she wanted to set you up with her mom.
All right.
And I realized I'm not cool anymore. Just, you can't be in that. But then, you know, I do have to put the positive spin on it, is that I'm so likable that people want me to hog their mothers. I don't think you would ever say that. If Torp passed away right now, I'd be like, you know what, John? I want you to be the one that hogs my mom before she goes. I want you to be the last one. Am I?
Yeah, you're still too young.
You think?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
I thought that would make you feel better.
You wouldn't set me up with your mom.
Hell no.
No, and it's just a principle.
Yeah, exactly.
But if your mom, like,
your mother-in-law.
You know, met John and is
mother-in-law?
Like,
yeah.
I don't have one of those, so I'm good.
Kinda. Medea's mom. She around?
No.
Oh, Medea's mom's gone.
But what if your mom made a play?
She's not my type.
No.
I like them tall. Living.
What if your mom made a play for John? You're not going to prevent that. I mean,
what, made a plate?
Made a plate for me, right?
Of course, make a plate.
Not a play.
No, yeah, a play. Yeah.
Made a play.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's trying to get on me. Make a plate for the boy.
And she's on her own then. I'm not, I mean, no goddamn Cupid.
Because Brady's been on it. Yeah, Brady's always been a guy who's like, I think setting people up's fine. And I've always argued that. And here's why. Ethan emails, this is great. So getting set up with people like you guys talked about this morning is the worst. A good illustrator of what your friends think of you. Last time my buddy and his girlfriend tried to set me up with one of their friends, they invited her to a party. They told me, descriptors, she's blonde, she's college age, she's super fit. That sounds great. Later that night she showed up, and I'm not kidding, she had to crouch to get through the door frame. This woman was a terrifying beast.
Squash rolling in.
So I'm over 6 feet tall, and I was looking straight up to her. We locked eyes. Both of us made cringy face, to be fair. So that says a lot about me also. Actually got worse as the night progressed. We ended up kind of insulting each other back and forth. And then before it was all over, she took a swing at me, tried to slap me in the face, turned into a total bitch, so we kicked her out the door she barely fit in. Ultimately insulted, realized John's right, never again, no more setup.
That reminds me of Deuce Bigelow. That's a big bitch.
That's a big bitch. That's how they almost always end. A little rough housing, and then that's pretty solid, though. If you've ever been punched on a date, you know. But yeah, I've never wanted to set anybody up, so now I got to go. But that's where I got 3 hours. I got to go back up there to Drew's place, where his wife wants to set me up with her mom, and I have a feeling mom's going to show up.
So this is the guy.
We want pictures.
Well, no, because I don't want to see her disappointment when she sees me, because that's what's going to happen, and then I really fall into the depression. Because, you know, I was, you know, prior to finding out status, I was on board. Like, I want you to hog my mom. But if she turns me down, then I'm not even good enough to get that stuff.
Yeah, but chicks are different. They're like, oh, he's got a good personality and all that kind of crap.
But I don't. I really don't. She doesn't
really
know
funny.
Me.
Yeah.
She doesn't know me. He's funny, but he doesn't want anything to do with your time. You got to get to know you. I just want to hog your mother and get out of here. Is she into that? She might be. Well, that was my old friend.
I'm hanging around for Christmas.
My old friend Chuck's like, since I've been single, I found this new just utopia of women. I'm like, what? Single mothers. I'm like, ugh, no. No. They leave when they're done because they have to go back to their children.
Yeah.
Nope.
So you nail him, and it, like, I gotta go. Like, okay.
And Chuck was killing it with these strange striped women. Because when their shirts were off, they had these weird stripes on their belly.
It's a pattern.
It's a pattern of stripes, Chuck. I think you're attracted to zebra ladies. The striped woman is in. I've got to go now.
Okay.
But yeah, he was killing it there.
Did a wildcat attack your stomach?
Yeah, what happened here? Did you get sliced open by 8 claws?
I wish. Childbirth.
Right.
Same thing.
looks exactly like that.
Yeah, he was killing it. So don't set anyone up. It's insulting, and that's all I've been thinking about today. But I am in the age group where I have boils under my arm because I switched deodorant, so maybe I should just date grandmothers. God. That's it. It's 9:31. We've got an entertainment drill coming up in just moments. Prepare yourselves. It's 98.
Look at me running on time. Yeah.